few points from yesterday's daf. The Gemara before said that the chiddush that three people ate together can't split up. Come to tell me one of a few different possibilities. One is that everybody ate from their own bread, and they're not eating from one common thing. Still, they're mitzaref. Or they're what's it called? Didn't start eating yet, or they didn't eat a kazayas yet, and they sat down together to eat, but they hadn't really started eating. Still, they can't split up once they decided to be a chabura together. So the psak, the rith, what's it called, says that the chiddush in the Gemara is the three people ate together, even though each one has his own sandwich. Like if the example would be, you're eating in a cafeteria where you're not eating all from the same place. Everybody brings their own sandwich, like a school cafeteria, whatever. You bring your own lunchbox, you eat your own food, except you sit together at a table with other people. So that situation also, even though they're not eating from a common source, right, still they're mitzaref for benching. The Rosh says the other idea. Three people sat down together and they made a motzi. They didn't start to eat at all, right? Not even, what's it called, Rini de Kazayas. They can't, what's it called, be mischalik. They already have a din okay. And that's the Rosh says that they started eating, but they didn't eat a kazayas yet. The Rabbeinu Yonah says they didn't even start eating. They made a motzi, right? At that point already, they can't split up anymore. The tour brings down that what's it called, even where you have both chumras, you still can't split up. Meaning, three people sat down to eat, they didn't start eating yet, or didn't eat a kazayas at least yet, and they're not eating in a common thing. They're each eating their own food. Still, they have to be mitzvah. Okay. So the Torah brings up both of those things, but he doesn't mention that if they didn't eat at all, they have to start eating, just not eat a kazayas. But if they didn't start eating at all, right, the Torah doesn't bring down that shita. That's Rabbeinu Yonah's shita. And the Beis Yosef said, that much we're not machmer. Because he didn't eat anything. You made a motzi together, you didn't eat anything, and that we're not machmer, that you can't split up, that you're already a chayiv mezumen. But if you started eating, even if you're not eating both chumras together, you're not eating from a common thing, you also can't split up. The Bach argues on that, and he says where it's both chumras together, you're not machmer. In other words, if people are eating not from their own, if on their own, not from a common thing, right, so then what's it called? And they already ate a kazayas together. You have to bench together. If people are eating, what's it called, from a common thing, and they haven't eaten a kazayas together, then also you have to be mitzvah. But if they're not eating from a common thing, and they also haven't eaten a kazayas yet, then the Bach holds you don't have to
What? They haven't eaten a kazayas, but have they eaten anything?
Well, if they had, no, they've eaten something, right? They haven't eaten anything that we already said from the Beis Yosef that much are not machmer. And the Maimer Mordechai, the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch says that you're machmer by both, and the Mishnah Berurah passes like that. So nice lahalacha, if you sit down to eat together, and you didn't eat anything yet, then you're not mitzaref. You don't have to mitzaref, you can mechalek. If you ate something, even if you're not eating from a common thing, each one's eating his own thing, then you have to be mitzvah. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passes. That's how the Mishnah Berurah passes also. Okay. This thing with the Gimel Chaburos, if we're going to go into it, we mentioned yesterday different opinions of what's it called, three people together, it was four people together, Dafka, if they left. Okay, it's not really Nogela Mice, so we don't have such a case. Okay, let's go to one more thing, and then the washing your hands with wine or other things is other than water. Okay, the way Rashi learns the machlokas is that when you have undiluted wine, okay, so that's not considered wine, it's considered meperus, it's considered just plain fruit juice, okay, and therefore you're allowed to wash with it because you don't need dafka water even fruit juice is considered like water. And wine that's not diluted is considered like fruit juice. The Bahag, Rashi brings out another girsa. He doesn't like that girsa because he didn't find the Tosefta like it. But we said the Gra said that he had a girsa in the Tosefta like that. The Bahag says just the opposite. Wine that's diluted has water in it you can wash with because it has water in it. Wine that's not diluted you can't wash with. And the Rabbanan hold you can't wash with any wine because of Hetzer Ochlin. You can't use food to wash your hands with. Okay. The Ravid learns that Dafka wine is kosher from Til Shadayim because it's a mashka. You need a mashka. Water is a mashka, and wine is a mashka. Oil and honey would also be a mashka, but they're out of the question to wash your hands because they don't clean your hands. They make your hands dirtier. But the only thing that's possible that could wash your hands is wine, and some say it's Dafka white wine, not red wine. But even red wine doesn't color your hands, and I say it does wash them off. It's a, what's it called? But other peiros are not a mashka, and therefore they're pasul from Til Shadayim. They're not water, and they're not any one of the seven mashkim, right? So therefore you can't use them from Til Shadayim. The Rambam, the Tur, paskin, that Lamaisa, we pass like the Rabbanan, and it's usher to use any wine, diluted or not diluted, because it has it open. You're not allowed to waste food for what's it called, for washing. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, that the Chatchila, you can only use water for Netzil Shaddai. But B'dievid, right, since there are shittas at home, you can use wine too, right? And he learns that the Machlokis, whether you can use it or not, is only the Chatchila. Chatchila you shouldn't use, but since it's a Tzorich, it's not called... What's it called? Wasting food. You're using it for its order.
Why does that has gone off? That you would be able to use it, keep it even according to those that hold.
I mean, if it's not fit for drinking anymore, yelchor. Yeah. Well, according to those who hold that it has to do with what's it called with hetzer ochli, right? The ones who hold it's not a mashka, it's not a mashka anymore. Okay. The Ramah brings down from the Mordechai, like we said, that it's only white wine, not red wine. The Shulchan Aruch also brings a daya. Like Rashi, that other may pay rolls also. You could use any fruit juice for washing b'di'evit. And therefore, the Ramah says that beer and honey water, ned, whatever it's called, right, you surely can use because the ichor is water. That's where you mix a little bit of hops into water, make beer, the ichor is water. So anything that the base is water, the Ramah says you can use for washing. The Gra only asks, why isn't that called Shinui Maru? We have halacha that water that changed its color, you can't use, right? Lechara over here, this water changed its color, right? But the Maisa, the Lechara, it's not the water changed the color. The water that was in there was fine, right? What you did is you added some other things to it, right, that were normal to add. It's not to change its color because something's abnormal, right? So I don't know exactly what the water is kosher. And the dvash and the sheikh are meperos. And those are what's called also okay. So I don't know reason why it should be not good. The Mishnah Berurah Pasuk B'Shas HaDchak, you can use any liquid meperos for Netilas Yadayim, right? But you shouldn't make a brach on it. And the Yayin, he says, since there are shittas at hold that you can't use wine at all, right, it's not water at all, so then you can't, what's it called, wash with wine, even with the other, that's not your Rebura Paskins, and Nate Peros you can wash, but without a brach.
Honey
and oil? Huh? Honey and oil? No, honey and oil doesn't wash for chlal, so even if he holds a mashka, whatever, it has to be a mashka that cleanses, not something that doesn't clean. Okay.
Did I find a small point yesterday?
Yeah.
Three people ate together,
yeah,
on the bench by himself. He shouldn't have done what he did. The other two can ask
him to Mr. Ekdom.
Again,
what? The
two
people haven't benched.
Right. And they
asked
the one who did bench, he shouldn't have benched, but he did bench.
Right.
And they asked him to come back to Mother Men.
Yeah. Yeah. He can't be the Nizami because he's already he can't aim Zimun Mafreya, but he can be Mitzara to them, yeah. Okay, one more thing. Are you allowed to use pas, right, for other things? Okay, so Lamaisa, the Tosfos and Rosh passing like Shmuel, that something that doesn't make the bread disgusting, you're allowed to use the bread for other purposes. You're allowed to support a pot with it, as long as it won't get disgusting, right? If it'll get disgusting, for instance, the pot is all dirty and you're using the bread to support the pot, and the bread's going to get dirty and you're not going to want to eat it anymore, then you can't use it. Tosfos brings down a case where you want to eat things with bread. You want to use bread as a spoon, okay? And Tosfos holds that they used to eat daisa, right, like cereal with bread. Okay? Like a pita, to eat what's it called? To eat the, well, there you eat the pita. But they're not eating the bread. You're just eating the thing that you're using the bread as a spoon. So Tosfos holds as long as you eat the bread in the end, that's okay. Even though you're using the bread for something other than eating purposes, in the end you'll eat the bread, that's okay. And there are machmirim who hold that you have to eat a little bit of bread with every bite of daisa. Shulchan Aruch says that it's mutter even if you only eat the bread at the end. Right? The bread doesn't become unedible by doing this, so you eat it in the end, it's okay. And the medaktikim, if you want to be machmer, you should eat a little bit of the bread while you do it. Okay? Last thing, throwing bread and throwing other food.
Why is that more medaktik to eat bread?
Well, because then you're not using the bread as a spoon alone. You're eating the bread as you eat the dice.
Eat the bread in the end anyway.
What? Yeah, but until you eat the bread in the end, you're using it as a spoon. Okay, the Tosfos holds that you're not allowed to throw bread, right, even where it's not disgusting, right, because it's chashuv, you don't throw bread around. And other food you can throw as long as you don't, it doesn't become disgusting. That's Tosfos Shita, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens also. Lamaisa, there's an exception to this. It's brought down by the motzi itself, right, since it's considered like a carbon, right, the mizbeah, they used to throw there was a space between the kevesh and the mizbeah where they used to stand at the end of the kevesh and throw the basar ha-korbanos onto the mizbeah. So there's some people in the minig to throw the motzi before the people there. That's not throwing it as bizoyin, that's throwing it as what's it called, as zecher le-korban. That minig is you're allowed to be makai, if you want to do that. Okay, the ra'ah says that pas is only osur if it's going to get disgusting, and Rav Haigon also says like that. That even bread, you're allowed to throw as long as it's not going to get disgusting. Because of Simchas Chasim V'Kala, right, they were matter by wine, the Ravid holds, even if it goes to waste. Till now, yesterday we said it's not going to waste, that's what Rashi learns. But the Ra'os says that even if it goes to, the Ra'os says, yeah, that even if it goes to waste, they were matter because of Simchas Chasim V'Kala to pour wine in front of a Chasim V'Kala. The Rosh says, like Rashi, dafka if it doesn't go to waste. The fact that they let it, yet you put it through pipes is enough of a zilzul, but it has to be that you can recycle it and drink it again. The Shulchan Aruch says that Bizman Hazeh, this is not one of the great customs of Chasana to pour wine in front of the Chasim V'Kala, and since it's not part of the Iker Simcha, right, what's it called, even according to the Raiva, to be awesome. Only then, those days, it was a kind of simcha they used to have, so they were matter because of Chasim V'Kala. Today, it's not part of the simcha of the Chasana, and therefore, you can't do it even according to the Raita.
How did they do it?
What?
How did they do it?
Well, I know they put in pipes, and then the pipes just ran out onto the ground, I guess. The Shulchan Aruch says, by Chitim, it's only if it's not going to be disgusting. And the Ritva holds that chitim, they used to throw wheat, grains, right? So, pashas, it's like food, right? And therefore, it has to be in the Shulchan Aruch Pasan like that, that if it's nimas, right, if it's in the winter or whatever, or in a place where it's going to get disgusting, you can't do it. If it's in a place where it doesn't get disgusting, it's okay. The Ritva holds that chitim are not considered food. And none of it in Shem Ochel, and therefore, even if they're nimas, it's okay. When the Gemara says they used to throw wheat, the wheat is even if it gets disgusting. Okay, but the mice today, we throw candy or whatever. It should be things that are in the wrappers that don't get disgusting. But you shouldn't throw things that if they get on the floor, nobody's going to eat them, even though the kids will eat them no matter what. So,
but the mice at the Shabbos table, you can actually kind of throw the bread part in, disgusting, you're just eating it. That's perfectly
mutter. If the gabe this, the mochi, not the other pieces of bread. In other words, the mochi itself, there was a mini like that to throw in front of the people. Right, right. But otherwise, to throw bread, stop, no, we hold it also. even if it's not, it doesn't get discussed.
To use flour and okay. dough for different things.
Right, right. Okay. For projects and things like that, that's only als baltashkes in stama. It's not a bizoyan, it's just baltashkes. If there's a tzorich for it, it's not baltashkes. We're on the bottom of Nunamid Aleph. Nunamid Ezim. Rav Yehuda. Shochach v'hichnis ochlen tov pi, below bracha. Person put food into his mouth, he has to make a bracha. Now he has the food in his mouth. Misalkon l'tzanechon mevorech. So you put them off to one side, and you make the bracha with the food in your mouth. Tanyachada bolon v'tanyach idach poto. One brisa says that you swallow it without making a bracha. And one brisa says you spit it out. Right? The Tanya Idach Masalkan. And one brisa says you put it to the side of your mouth and make the bracha. So what is it? It's a machlokas or Mar says no. Lokash. They're all talking about different kinds of food and they're all right. Father Tanya Bolon, the one that says you swallow it without a bracha, right, is talking about mashkin. It's talking about liquids. Because liquids, if you spit it out, you're wasting the food. Okay? If you put it on the side, you can't make a bracha, right, while you have liquid on one side of your mouth. It's going to spurt out. So the only thing you can do is to swallow it. Okay, we'll see. So Rashi learns, you swallow it, you don't make a bracha. Right, for whatever reason, since it's an onus, it's b'dieved, and the bracha is only drabbanan. The drabbanan said you don't have to spit it out, right, because you're going to be wasting the food. You can't make a bracha before you swallow it because it's impossible. So in this situation, they permitted you to drink without a bracha. If you have more to drink, then I will see. But if you don't have any more to drink, so that's it, you're finished. The one that says, polton b'midi lo m'mais, the one that says you spit it out is talking about food or even drink that won't get disgusting if you spit it out. Right? You have something in your mouth that, what's it called, that if you spit it out, it's not going to be disgusting. You'll put it in your mouth again and eat it. Then you spit it out, make a bracha, and eat it again. The one that says you put it in the side of your mouth is something, if you spit it out, it'd be disgusting. You wouldn't eat it again. So therefore, you don't spit it out. You put it to the side of your mouth. It's solid food. You can make the bracha with the thing in your mouth. And then, you what's it called? Then you swallow it. Rashi. Polton, umavarech, v'chozer v'ochlan. You spit it out, you make the bracha, and then eat it again. A bolon below bracha. You swallow it by liquids, right, without making a bracha. Polton, umavarech, v'chozer v'ochlan. Mashkin, bolon. Sheyefshel esalkon le'echad milugmav, milavarech, below the polton, shemav sima. Rashi says, by liquids, you can't spit it out because it's going to waste it. You can't, what's it called, put it to one side because it's impossible. So there, they were matter you to swallow it. Without a bracha. Poltum and middle of a bite. The mashinosum appeal. The ochalazu la ochlo. Something that if you spit out, you won't be disgusted to put it back in your mouth, spit it out, make a bracha, and eat it again. Something you will be disgusted, put it to the side of your mouth, make the bracha with it in your mouth, and then swallow it. Okay? The middle of a bite, the Mishmar says, the middle of a bite, the Salkinu Litzadechot. Why do you have to spit out something that won't be disgusting? And then make the bracha and eat it, why don't you just put it to the side of your mouth, right? If you can do that by something that's disgusting, why can't you do it by something that won't be disgusting? Just make the bracha with the thing in your mouth. Tirgum of Yitzchak, Kaskasoa, Kamed Rav Yossi, Bravadit, Mishmed Rav Yochanan, Mishim Shenemra, Yimole Piti Lasecha. You shouldn't have other things in your mouth when you make a bracha. Your mouth should be filled with the Tehillos Hashem and not filled with something else. So the Chatchila, you have to have a mouth that's empty to make a bracha. But b'dieved, if you can't spit it out, and the choice is swallow it without a bracha, or make the bracha while the thing's in your mouth, better to make the bracha while the thing's in your mouth than to swallow it without a bracha. Bo minei mirav chizda, mishochel v'shasta, v'lo birich, mau sheyazer v'yavarech. Person who ate without making a bracha, right, should he now, after he finished eating, make a bracha after the fact. Okay? A bracha rishon. Amar lahu mishochel shum v'reichel nodet yazer v'yochel shum acher kedei she'yarechel nodet. Person ate garlic and his breath stinks. So what should be the takana? Eat more garlic so your breath will stink even more. Meaning you ate without a bracha. That's one avera. Now you want to make a bracha of atala, right? Making a bracha that has no connection to the food that you ate. You ate it already, right? So a person did one thing wrong. You should do another thing wrong. Om Ravina, Hilka Chafilu Gomar Sudoso Yavzur V'Yavarech. Okay, Ravina says, no, I hold that even if you finish your meal and you didn't make a bracha, you forgot to make a bracha before you ate, and you finish completely, you have nothing more to eat, you still make a bracha after the fact. And I'll bring you a proof, he says. Titania, Taval V'Ola, Omer V'Aliyoso, Baruch Hashir Kitchon, Tzitzivonu, Ala Tvila. That, you see, you can make a bracha after the fact. You were Tovil, and you got out of the water, so you finished your Tvila, that's when you make the bracha, Ala Tvila. So you see, you make the bracha after the fact, not necessarily before. So here also, you can make the bracha after the eating, right? Bracha Rishona, even though you didn't make it before. Zalohi. There's no comparison. Hasa mikara gavra lochazi. Hacha mikara gavra chazi. Behold the itchi itchi. Over there, you couldn't make the bracha on the tefillah before you were told them. Rashi says, because you were a Balkari. And it was talking in the time with Takonis Ezra. Balkari's not allowed to say brachas. Right, so you couldn't make the bracha before you were tovel. You had to make the bracha only after you were tovel. Tosa says, talking about a ger. Right? You couldn't make the bracha before he was tovel as a goy. So you can only make the bracha after he came out of the mikveh. Now he's a Jew. So since there are certain tefillahs that you can't make, right, the bracha before, there they made the bracha after you finished the tefillah, on all tefillahs. But over here, the main bracha is to make before you eat. Right? You could have made it before you eat. Right? And you didn't. So once you were nitche, you're nitche. Right? There's a cloud, dichui mei kara, where something is nitche to begin with, that's not called dichui. Right? That's not pushed away. Right? It's just you weren't able to do it in the beginning, so you do it afterwards. But if you were able to do it in the beginning, and you didn't, then it's like you pushed the thing away. Now you can't make it afterwards either. So a bracha on food, where you could have made it before, you don't make it after. Right, but bracha on what's it called on tzvila, there are certain instances where you can't make it before, so they made the takana that the bracha on tzvila is always after. Rashi, the midi de lo mamayis nomi lomali polton the salkin l'sarecha. Why do you should spit it out? If we raise so you can make a bracha with something in your mouth, do it even where it's not disgusting. Yazav yochos shum acher kedesh yasriach yoser. If the guy ate garlic and his breath stinks, he should eat more garlic. That's a takana. Kolomer Yosef al Sirchona should do more, right? And add to his smelly breath. The Yasa Bracha Levatala should make a Bracha Levatala too. Mishaachal v'shoshev labirech lifnehem koi abirkas hamotzi abirkas hayayin. You didn't make a Bracha lifanel. Bracha acharei, I'm sure you could make, but Bracha lifanel you didn't make. Ma'u shiyazer la'achra achilushti. After you finished eating and drinking, can you make the Bracha after? Hilkach kiva din nisker be'emtzi yochal levarech. I hold that if you're in the middle of a meal, you also could, what's it called, make the bracha. Okay? And we'll see, meaning even on what you ate before. Okay, surely, if you finished, and therefore, if you finished the meal, you also could. You see, you can make a bracha after the fact. Where it says, no, most tefillahs are because people are balkari, and balkari is not allowed to make a bracha. Shame divrei Torah, because I read him a perek b'shevesa. The dichui mekar, a lot of dichui. Since he couldn't make the bracha to begin with, he's pushed away from the bracha, he just never became fit for the bracha to begin with. Now that he becomes fit for the bracha, he can make it afterwards. Ulechimisakin, hadar mevarech, avahai mekar, igzi. Here, the person could have made the bracha before he ate. The kivan de gomar, since he finished eating, itchi, can't make the bracha anymore. Behold the itchi, itchi. Okay. Let's see what's over here. Okay, Rashi and the Rach both learn that in the case of drink, where you put things in your mouth, drink, and you spit it out, it's going to become ruined. And therefore, you can't put it on the side either, so you swallow it without a bracha, and that's it, b'di'evit. The Rach says not just because the Rabbanim were mekel, that what's it called, that since there's no other eitzah, so already swallow it. We're the one who said make a bracha. This is a situation where you can, so swallow it, okay? The Rach says a different reason. He says, what's it called, since once you put mashkim in your mouth, they're not fit anymore for anybody else to drink, because they're in your mouth, so they're nitcha from a bracha. They're not considered food anymore. And therefore, you don't have to make a bracha, okay? Mashma, what's it called according to the Rach, even if you could somehow put it on the side of your mouth and make the bracha, right? You could do it. You're an acrobat or whatever. You could really, like, you could, or a ventriloquist, right? So you could have the water in your mouth and still make a bracha. You don't have to. According to Rashi, that the whole idea is like a b'di'evit, right? They were matir. Since it's impossible, if you could somehow put it in the side of your mouth and make the bracha with the liquid in your mouth, then you should do that, according to Rashi. According to the Rashi, you don't have to do that at all. The Mishnah's Yaakov asked from food. Lamaisa by food, lacharis also when you put it in your mouth, nobody else is going to eat it.
Right?
So why is it different, mashkin or food? Right? Why over there, what's it called, you still make a bracha, you put it on the side of your mouth. See, maybe there is a difference. I mean, drink becomes mamish mixed with your saliva or whatever. It's mitzias wise, right? But if nobody knew you put the food in your mouth, you can't really see. Now, if you take it out, right, like they do in restaurants, not that they put the food in their mouth, right, but things fall on the floor, what you don't see doesn't bother you. But if the basket falls on the floor, they serve it full of dust and dirt and whatever, nobody's going to eat it. So it could be that solid food doesn't really become bias in your mouth. It's just people know about it, then they wouldn't eat it. But they wouldn't know. But liquid. What?
Solid food you can also wash.
Yeah, whatever. But the liquid already becomes completely.
Why does it go in somebody else? Why not? You wouldn't eat it again.
What?
Why does it go in somebody else?
Because you would eat it. You would eat it again. No, I'm saying so that, but it's not a mashka for anybody else. It loses its same ochel by anybody. Okay. By everybody. Okay. The Rid says a different story. He says, once you put mashkim in your mouth, they're bottle. Not just that they're meats, they're bottle. And therefore, what's it called, you could be the head of La Bracha. The Riyaz says, like the Rashi, that where there's going to be Hetzer Ochlet, the choice is spit it out. Or what's it called? Spit it out. Or swallow it. There's only two choices, the Rabbanim or Mako, you shouldn't be Matzah the Ochlet. Now, Rosh has a different Shita here. Until now we see the Rashi Shita, the Rach, you swallow it, you don't make any bracha. The Rosh says, you swallow it, and you make a bracha afterwards. After you swallow it, you make the bracha Rishona, Shakol Nevedvar. Okay? You swallow the water, and now you make the bracha Shahakol. Okay? And that which the Gemara says, that you don't make the bracha afterwards, that's only when you finish eating completely. If you didn't finish eating completely, even though you have nothing else to eat, which is a shahako, okay? You're going to eat now, you're going to continue eating, but you're only going to eat mezonos, right? Or you made a bracha on mezonos already, so you're not going to be able to make another shahako. We're not talking where now you're going to make a shahako on something else. You're not going to make any more shahako. Still, you make a shahako on what you already drank, okay? The Rashba says this whole halacha is only where you have nothing else to drink. So this is it. If you don't drink this, you're not going to have anything to drink. So then they were mocking you to swallow it without a bracha. But if you have more water to drink, then spit this out and drink your other water. What's it called? You have more to drink. Drink the other one. That's what the Rashba holds. The Rambam holds that, what's it called, you swallow it and you make a bracha basof. Because the Mishnah says it doesn't mean you make a bracha rishona. It means you make a bracha achrona. Okay. The Ravid holds that you make a bracha rishona, and the tnai is that you have in mind to eat more. Not of the same thing. You make a bracha rishona, like the Rosh, after the fat, as long as you're still in the middle of the meal. You haven't finished the meal. If you finish the meal completely, then you don't make a bracha rishona. But if you still continue eating more things, even though it's not the same bracha, you make the bracha retroactively. The Tur brings down both opinions, and he paskins like the Rosh, that you do make a bracha afterwards. The Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rach, that you don't make a bracha afterwards, and the Ramah paskins like the Rosh, and the Magen Avraham says, what's it called, since there's a machlokas over here, what you should do is spit out the drink. Because if you swallow it, you may have to make another bracha. Right? It may not make another bracha. So in order to avoid the suffix, spit it out. L'chara, then why did the Gemara say spit it out to begin with? So could be the Gemara in the beginning said, but if the shaila is only whether the rabbanim were matzing you to swallow it, right, then don't waste the food. But here, you're not wasting the food. You're doing it to avoid a suffix. Now you're in a problem where whatever you do is not going to be good, right? Because if you swallow it, you may have to make a new bracha. You may not have to. So when you spit it out in order to avoid a shailah halacha, that's not called hatzer ochel. Then you're doing it for a purpose. Okay. But Kiva Eger says you have another possibility what to do in this situation. And you won't, she says you can swallow it and drink something else. You have something else to drink and make a brach on that. And have kavana that it's going for the new mashke and b'diavet also l'mafreya on the one from before. Okay. The Magen Avraham has a shayla like this. He has suffered. Let's say you drank a revius of water without a brach. Okay? So now the Rosh holds that what you do is you make a bracha rishona after the fact. Okay, now should you immediately make a bracha achrona too? So you're making a bracha rishona and bracha achrona without eating in between. So Magen Avraham, you never find such a thing. But making a bracha achrona without eating, right? You're making a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona immediately afterwards, right? So he says like this, if you're drinking something that would need a bracha of al ha'etz, right? Or al ha'teros, right? Which is rare kinds of things, right? But if you're making it like a yayin, you drank wine, so you have to make an al-agethe. That could be doraisa. Then you should make a bracha achrona too. But if it's only something that only needs a bracha achrona, like a brain defashos, right, which is only the rabbanon, then you don't make a bracha achrona, you suffer bracha slava. Okay. The Maisel Mishabrura, the rabba, don't pass on like the Ramah, that you make a bracha afterwards, they pass on like the Rach, so it's all, what's it called, academic. La halacha, if you ate, put liquid in your mouth, and you can't spit it out, you don't want to spit it out to ruin it, and you swallow it without a bracha, that's it. You don't make any other brachas after the fact.
Thinking of bracha is no good.
Yeah, what's it called? We said before that, you know, the point of Oshit is that that thinking is also called mahar habracha, whatever. It's better than nothing, but it's not, you're not guilty of the bracha with that. Now let's go. Tana Rabbana. Asparagus, which is not asparagus, it's some kind of drink that they used to make with wine. Yofel aleve tov leinayim. It's good for the heart and it's good for the eyes. The koshken lebneimah. It's also good for your stomach. The haragil bo yofel lechol gufa. If you drink it regularly, right, then it's good for your whole body. The mishtaker heimenu kosher lechol gufa. If you get drunk from it, then it's bad for your whole body. Minikari yofel aleve michalal de bechabraskin. Since it says it's good for the heart, we're probably talking about wine, because wine is something that's good for your heart. Uktani v'choshkein v'nei, and it says it's surely good for your stomach. Vatanya l'lat yofel l'ramat kashem. Wine is good for three things, but it's bad for three things too. And one of those three things that it's bad for is me'ayim. So if it's talking about wine, it could be good for your heart, but it can't be good for your stomach. Because, and what's good for your heart is not good for your stomach. Right? No, it says that's by real old wine. Right, the guy said, I'm not going to drink any more wine because I found that wine is bad for your stomach. Okay? And somebody said to him, hey, you know that real old wine is good for your stomach. So the Shosak, and he kept quiet. Then we assume that he meant only wine that's bad for your stomach, which is new wine, not really old wine. Real old wine is good for your stomach and it's good for the heart too. Rashi, asparagus, kosher, you show some chobok. At least you drink this every morning. Aliba rekana lerfua. On what's it called? On an empty stomach, it was good. It was a medicinal kind of thing they used to drink every morning. Asparagus lalat yotha. Asparagus is good. What's it called? For lave, ayin, and tchul. It's good for your heart, for your eyes, and for your spleen. Okay, that's lat. Okay? V'okin v'shalyayim, v'simin lat, lev ayin t'chul. V'koshken v'nei me'ayim, kushi. Kolomer v'decham rektani, v'koshken v'nei me'ayim. How can you say it's good for your stomach? We said that wine is good for your eyes, your heart, and your spleen, but it's not good for your stomach. V'atanya l'kaman l'ramat kosh, v'sparu v'shalyayim, v'simin ramat, rosh me'ayim tachtonios. Right, the things that it's bad for is your head. It's not good for your head. It's not good for your stomach, and it's not good for hemorrhoids. It doesn't. It gives you hemorrhoids. Kitanya he diktani v'koshken le'me'ayim b'yayin miyushin. So gimel shonim. It's 3 years old at least. Kitisnam b'vabasra yayin mishalishtoket miyushin. last year's wine is called old. If it's old, it's 1 year old. Miyushan, really old, is 3 years old. Kovim means I want to make this wine to me like something kodesh that I can't eat it. I'm making this wine forbidden to myself because it's not good for your stomach. Okay. Let's just go a little bit further. Shishadvar Nemru Basparagus. Six things were said concerning this wine medicine they used to drink every morning, asparagus. And Shosno Salat Shuchai, right? You have to drink it raw, right? Yayin Chai Shenamozik. You put in wine that is not diluted, syrupy, strong wine. Umale, it's what's called, has to be a full cup. The Kablo Biyamin, you receive it with your right hand. The shaseo bismol, you drink it with your left hand.
And there could be, when you drink it with your left hand, it's not just a skula, right hand, left hand. What does that have to do with how the thing works? But it could be drinking with left hand means that you drink it slowly. You're drinking with your left, you can macabre it with your right hand, right? But you drink it with your left hand, then you drink it much more slowly. The aim is seeking acharov, you don't talk after you drink it. The aim not seeking bow, you drink it all down at once, without a hefsik. You don't give it back, the cup, to only the person who gave it to you. The rock acharov, and you spit after you drink it. The ain somkin osela bemino. And you don't only eat after it the same type of thing that's in it. We'll see what I mean. Right? The tanya ain somkin osela bepas. You only eat after it bread. No kash. Habe de chamra, habe de shichra. Depends. If it has wine in it, then you only eat bread after it. If it's shechar, if it's beer, then they used to make beer out of different things. Beer out of dates, figs, whatever. So if it's made with dates, then you eat dates after it. If it's made with figs, you eat figs after it. So, okay, see Rashi. El chai, yayin chai shen mozug, ein matzikim bo, el shosev asachas, you drink it all down at once, you don't drink it in sips. Vein somchen oso lechol achra miyad, you only eat after it, its own min. But the chamras v'michas v'bekat, pas, if it's made with wine, you eat bread after it. The deshechras v'michas v'bino. If the beer is made out of figs, you eat figs afterward. If it's made with dates, then you eat dates afterward.